Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
You know what? I'm not even going to bother with the countdown. I'm just going to go right into this. You know, first, it's a thrill to have a chance to talk to you guys. Congratulations with the new album, the success of it, you know, debuting at number 3.
You're talking about my album, of course.
Yeah, your album.
Thank you very much. And what about the Beach Boy album?
Oh, yeah, that one. But how does it feel, you know, after all these years, you guys getting this great music together of what you guys have done in the past to what you guys have put together and have it debut the way it did, knowing that fans have been waiting for this for such a long time?
Remarkable achievement for guys who are still, you know, learning the trade. You know, I don't know. It's crazy. It's our 50th anniversary, so who would have even believed that, let alone a entry level 3 for an album? It's remarkable.
I think we probably have, I mean, you guys have been asked this 1,000 times, but what brought you guys back together at this level?
God.
Excellent. I like that. It's God who
manufactures the radio. That's why God manufactured the radio.
But what really, what was it that you guys decided, you know what, we need to get back together? Like,
seriously, we're just so closely connected and bound together from day one. We were never that far apart, really, physically, spiritually, and to make this album was just inevitable. The 5 of us were together on a couple occasions a few years ago, and some people deny it, but the chemistry is still there. Just we pick up where we leave off every time we get together.
So when it came down to picking the songs, because we understand some songs are new, some songs were from the past that you guys decided to put together, how did that all come together?
I can't talk until that coffee gets brewed.
I'm sorry.
For folks who are listening to this whole interview, Al decided he wanted coffee, and he's making coffee right now as it's percolating as we speak.
Make me a cup.
I don't even remember the question.
The question was choosing the songs and for this album.
I didn't choose any song. I was just a good soldier.
But at the same time, though, I mean, what were your thoughts about the songs that were chosen, that were put on this album?
When I first heard That's Why God Made the Radio, I thought, how great. You're beginning an album, beginning the recording of an album, you've got the coolest song in the world to sing. I figured the rest is just going to be a piece of cake. And it was hard work. The right way. It was really fun to record and do it.
I mean, does it bring back memories for you guys when you were young and, you know, going to the studio and creating all these new songs?
That's like a double question, because that studio is so famous. It used to be called United Recorders. One studio away, where Green Day records, is where Jan and Dean used to record, and they did Surf City, and where we were recording, Sinatra would record. He did Strangers in the Night in that studio. Elvis was next door. So I had all these mixed thoughts about how it used to be when I was 25 years old, and then almost 50 years later, you know, we're recording in these same studios next door, you know, maybe a half a block from where all the recordings, the original Beach Boys are recorded, Western Recorders.
You know, again, absolutely incredible that the way this album has worked out. But, you know, I had the pleasure, of course, with Al, talking to you in Los Angeles for the Grammy Awards, and it was a day or two before the big performance. Yeah. What was that like for you guys getting prepared for that? Because, you know, it was a really special moment for everybody in the audience and everybody watching on television.
It's a funny question. I remember the best part was hanging with the other artists in the hallway. Preparation was done a couple of days before, so we were just there hanging out. It was the best hang that we ever had. Paul McCartney was, you know, out there, and we were yakking about stuff, and then I don't know, Adele was hanging around, and then Katie. I went over and said hi to Katy Perry, and in fact, I asked her to be on a video for my album. And she was cool, and then the kids from the Dancing Guys, that great new artist from Philly, the dancing singing guy. He looks like James Brown.
Bruno Mars?
Yeah,
no, he's from Hawaii.
Yeah, we shared a dressing room, and he was incredible. And when they did their act, I came back and congratulated him. I said, "Hey, you guys brought the house down," and they went nuts. They had no idea how good they were, and they were just so thrilled that they did well.
Well, like I said, you guys did extremely well. Also, you know, I want to look back at the legacy of the Beach Boys. you know, take me back to the days when you guys first started out, and what was it like, you know, just starting to create that great legacy?
Well, Brian was just, well, first of all, let me just say that the Wilson family and Mike Love, they're all geniuses. The parents played keyboards and sang, and the father, Murray, wrote songs. The mother, Audrey, taught us all how to play Boogie Woogie on the piano. Brian, you know, sat on Grandma Wilson's lap and sang Danny Boy when he was 6 years old. Just music in the blood, in the genes. And Carl Wilson and I, Brian's younger brother, started playing guitars together when we were children. Every day after school, I was 10, he was 12. Brian, in high school, started learning how to arrange vocal voice leadings, vocal parts. He learned music theory, studied the Four Freshmen and jazz records, and just adapted to that, you know, like fish in water, and was just a natural at arranging beautiful vocal harmonies. He heard us playing garage grunge guitars, electric guitars, and incorporated that and incorporated it into his beautiful music, which created sort of opposites. It was contrary. It created a new sound. No one had ever heard it before.
So you can thank Audrey Wilson for Little Deuce Coupe.
Wow. She did actually in teaching us the same piano stuff. I think when it came time for us to play together in a band, it made us a little tighter, and our blend was a little better.
What would you say was the best part about being a Beach Boy and the toughest part being a Beach Boy?
I think drugs stealing the Wilsons was a little tough for me. The best part is always getting around the microphone and watching Brian fine-tune his vocal arrangement on great tracks, recording great songs. So that's a real yin and a yang.
And now you guys are back on tour. What can fans expect with this concert? As we speak, we're only a few hours away from the...
Tonight?
We're
our buddy, Randy Bachman's, he doesn't know it, but I'm going to drag him out on stage for something, because he's coming by for dinner, you know, and I'm going to shackle him to a mic stand so he doesn't run away.
Oh, man, that's going to be a blast. But, you know, the fact that you guys are back and you guys are touring, I mean, you know, again, what can we expect tonight other than Randy Bachman?
You're going to hear Brian Wilson singing his butt off, which is a pretty rare occasion, on Heroes and Villains, Sail on Sailor, Sloop John B, In My Room, Surfer Girl. So you're going to get the real deal tonight. And well, not to mention Mike Love and Bruce Johnston and Dave Marks and myself. But, I mean, that's a pretty jam-packed night of 48 songs. Deep cuts, real deep cuts, and some real recognizable ones. It's an incredible show.
As we wrap this up, because I know you guys got plenty more interviews, when it comes again to the legacy of the Beach Boys, what do you guys hope this group would be remembered as?
Well, I think the legacy is bringing happiness around the world for 50 years, positive messages, just instinctive feeling good.
Yeah. I like it that this band, lyrically, the only four-letter words are girl, surf, and cars in the lyrics.
And yourself, sir?
I think we should be remembered as the stewards of the ocean. And I know Bruce would agree because he's a member of the Surfrider Foundation. And in my song, Don't Fight the Sea, which was co-written by a Canadian, by the way, Terry Jacks, on my latest album, reflect our concern about the ocean and the environment.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you. So have you ever been up to...